My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Into the 3 o'clock hour, we roll Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We were going to do a little Daily Gambit, but we've got some other topics we can cover. We'll push the Daily Gambit bat another segment or two. Padres back in action again tonight. Giants in town, 3-game set before the Padres head out on one of the last 2 road trips of the season. You got nine home games left for the Pods.
Including tonight, right? You got this, you got the Astros, and you got the White Sox.
Then you have on the road, you got 2 in Seattle, you got 3 in San Francisco, 3 in L.A., 3 in Arizona. 11 on the road.
How about 19 games left? By the way, quick programming note, everybody. I was thrilled to see this today. I say that with a lot of anger. Tonight's game is the Apple TV Plus game again.
Yes. You know,
God, why do we keep drawing those games? Now, I know that's great because we all listen on the radio. And if you have Apple TV, you can listen to Tony and Jesse or watch the game and listen to them. For that part, it's good. But for the rest of you out there, you know, not everybody has Apple TV Plus, and you want to watch the ball game tonight, you can't do it.
Fair enough. So, you can't watch it, but you can listen to it. 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Still have Jesse and I here. You know what's funny is I forgot it was Apple, but I should have known because Dave Marcus, not a fan of Apple TV. It messes up the whole gig, right?
Oh,
because,
no.
You know, we get a game feed. Anytime ESPN or Apple TV comes in, game feed is delayed.
Oh.
And now, of course, the delay doesn't really affect Dave, but he cares immensely about Jesse and I.
Attaboy, Dave.
And our feed being delayed. And so, you know, I think we've come accustomed to dealing with it. We know kind of going in is going to be what Applewood's like about. It's probably pretty delayed. And the ESPN, it's pretty delayed. So, you know, you got to make the adjustments. But it's definitely that doesn't make things easy on my man Dave Marcus. But I had forgotten until I looked across and I see my man D-Train on the other side. Dontrell Willis is doing the Apple game today. So that was a reminder. Currently, right now, Ha-Sung Kim getting a sim game in right now with some minor leaguers they have called up here. It looks like it's just ending here, which is a good thing. So, you know, Padres, for as nice as that lineup looks with Fernando Tatis in it, It's going to get a little deeper with Ha-Sung Kim coming back. Should he return here soon?
Yeah, Ha-Sung will bat eighth, I would think, when he comes back, and Higashioka will slot down to ninth, or whoever's catching. We already talked about the fact that the Padres' catchers, you know, Campusano included. I know everybody's down on old Luis right now, but, you know, 83 RBIs from that catcher position. That's not bad in the number nine hole, which is what the Padres will have pretty soon. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Those people who are down in Campy are the same people that want Suarez to be removed from his closer spot.
Yeah, he's done. More Suarez, no more Campy. Yeah. Like, basically, to some of you fans, in a game which is more failure than anything else, baseball, after all, good hitters are only successful 30% of the
great
time.
Great hitters are only successful.
Great hitters, right. But people in a game that is more failure oriented don't want any players on their team who ever fail. So I don't know what you want to put on the team then, because you know Fernando was 0-for-4 last night, so it's probably time to move on from him.
Team.
Machado, I don't think, had a hit last night. Get rid of him.
He got a bad ninth.
Jackson Merrill was 0-for-4 also.
Get him off the team.
And did not come through and hit a game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth when he had the chance to.
He's washed.
These guys should be ashamed of themselves out there.
I did see quite a few washed comments last night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Get out of here. Not even you saw that.
I did. No, I didn't say
who's
it.
Who's washed?
That's the favorite. That's the favorite new slang is washed.
Yeah, washed means you're just terrible. You're done.
The one that I saw that really made me, you know, angry was Suarez. You know, you just cannot afford to pitch him on back-to-back games. And I didn't go through, but how many times has he pitched back-to-back games this year and been
every time? The one that irritated me the most was he throws too many fastballs. Was it a problem when he threw like 90 straight fastballs in the beginning of the season and was mowing everybody
and
down?
One got a hit off him?
No, it wasn't a problem then.
No, people...
I will say this about the usage.
No, stop.
Here we go.
I don't think it's bad to use him on back-to-back nights.
Don't make yourself look bad here.
But I... Thanks, Chris.
I'm trying to help you.
But he was used on Monday, he was used on Wednesday, he was used last night.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
What's your point here, buddy?
I'm not sure if that was too much usage for a 4-day period, 3 days out of the four.
Could you go through like the previous 4 days and the previous 4 days?
Okay, let me see. Well, he had a bunch of time off, so that's okay. He did, he went back to back and then he had a day off. I don't know that he's done 3 and 4.
Tony, you don't get to answer this question.
Okay.
This is only for you, Scraby.
Okay.
What are you doing tonight, manager Matt Scraby, with a 2-run lead bottom of the ninth
or
top of the ninth?
Well, I don't think Suarez is available.
Suarez is out? Who's going to close the game for you tonight?
No, wait. Manager Matt Scraby says he would think so. So where are we going?
Well, I mean, three out of the last four days.
So, okay, he's out. Where are you going? I just asked you, where are you going? Tanner Scott pitched in all those games. Jason Adam pitched in all those games. Who's finishing tonight, Manager Scraby?
Manager Scraby forgot that those guys pitched in the last couple of games.
Yes, you did.
I would say...
Manager Scraby.
I mean, I think you got to go with Morejon, right?
Morejon to close tonight,
he's the next
Tony.
Up, right?
All right. We'll see what they do. Let's hope that
they... Let me see what we got here.
Let's see what they do.
Morejon win an inning the other day.
Scraby's going to Morejon for the close.
Well, if you can't use Scott, you can't use Adam.
Well, Scott
has pitched in every game in that last series.
Yeah, he's been everywhere. The only guy that has any rest right now, if you're only going by that, is Brian Hoying. He didn't pitch in.
But I feel like he's going to have to pitch some point, like eat up some innings in the middle of the game.
Now Michael King's going eight, and Hoying will close.
I'm fine with that.
That's the plan, Manager Scrape.
We're seeing Estrada on the chat, and the reason I don't... Jeremiah Estrada hasn't been as crisp as he was earlier in the year. So yeah. I don't know that I trust him with the closing.
You guys are hilarious. Right, the season has taken a disastrous turn for the worse.
This is just a matter of one swing
of the bat.
Exactly. This is what happens when you lose on the last pitch of the game, basically.
I know.
I was just stunned that it actually went out.
I
was stunned. Like, I thought the same thing, Chris, that the ball came off the bat, and I immediately looked for Profar. When I saw the back of his jersey, I know he wasn't playing shallow, so I was like, he's running out of space, and that ball doesn't look like it's coming down quickly enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody was surprised by it. So,
for sure.
You know, you turn the page. I don't know that there's an easy answer in terms of what do you do tonight, because literally,
it
Adam,
is a fair question, actually, because everybody's been used.
Everybody. So. Adam, Scott, Suarez have thrown all three games in that series.
Yeah,
Estrada threw in yesterday's, the day before. He had the Monday off. He didn't pitch in that game. It was pretty straightforward. But I'm pretty sure he pitched in the game before that.
I think Alec Jacobs should have broken the news to us on our interview that he's closing tonight.
He's closing tonight. Well, we do have Yuki Matsui. He's only pitched one day in the month of September. If everybody wants Yuki Matsui as the closer, go for it.
There you go.
Never mind. How about we just win the game 11-2, and then
that also would help.
Yes, and then you could go close, Greg.
A little blowout would go a long way.
Yeah.
Before we lose time, I want to get to this because it fits into the category of something Chris and I talk about in today's media landscape of I don't know. In this case, it's not even a rush to be first. It's just a rush to get some clicks. I saw this on Instagram today. And I was almost like blown away that ESPN and SportsCenter had actually posted it as a legitimate post. And the post was taken off of an X statement, basically. And it was some rando basically saying that Mark Andrews was playing left tackle and he was sorry that his fantasy football season was over. And at first glance, I looked at it, I was like, wait, why is he playing left tackle? And so I look a little bit closer, only to see that he's not even playing left tackle. He's in the slot. And so I say this because SportsCenter took a random tweet and posted it on their account, which is supposed to be a legitimate news-based sports platform.
You'd like to believe it is...
And so you get the people, and it's not a big deal. I'm not sitting here saying like this is a tragedy that this has happened, that, you know, SportsCenter's doing. But it just goes to show you where we're at and why people feel the way they feel about news outlets in general. Because it's not just a sports thing. This is across the board. They put that up there to get clicks because clearly he's in the slot. I mean, he's set up like a wide receiver. He's not in like a three. He's not in like a offensive lineman stance. If you count the people who are on the line, he's like seventh. So he's not even on the line. But I just brought that
they
up.
They just want everybody to look at it. And,
right.
And yeah. Because
every Mark Andrews fantasy owner out there was like, oh, yep.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Yeah, 100%.
Let's be honest. How many fantasy leagues do we think there are in the country?
Millions.
Right?
Yeah.
A million at least?
At least million.
Yeah. So that means a million people own Mark Andrews. That means a million people are... disgruntled today.
Was there only like a million likes?
Including my wife, who's blaming me for it.
Thinking that John Harbaugh was like, hey, man, why don't you go play left tackle for us today? We need the blocking there.
John Harbaugh.
And when I saw that, I was like trying to figure out what was happening. Like Tony was like, are they actually telling me that Mark Andrews moved to left tackle? Is this like newsworthy for me?
Yeah,
no, it was just a fantasy player who's mad at Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Before we let you go, Tony, I want to give you the last word. We did not get a chance yesterday, and it really was our oversight. We were so into the opening night of football and everything. But Alex Morgan, great San Diego athlete and great United States athlete, announcing a retirement from soccer, going to play in her final match. Here on Sunday, I believe there are some tickets still available, Scraby said,
I was looking
to that
on the
match,
website, some affordable tickets.
If you want to see Alex Morgan. But, Tony, I'll let you talk. I mean, what she has meant to, you know, young ladies in our country is the one thing that we don't look upon enough as, you know, grizzled journalists, you know. You know, like people are saying, well, she hasn't scored any goals lately and she didn't make the U.S. World Cup team and her play's, you know, gone downhill. I don't look at any of that. I just look at what Alex Morgan has meant to a lot of people in this country, mostly young women.
Yeah, listen, there are times where you can critique the athlete based on what they're doing on the field, but there is also another level to it where an athlete has done so much for a said sport and has accomplished so much in said sport as they get to the back end of their career, I don't know that they should be judged as harshly. And I think Alex Morgan falls into that category. She, I mean, I have three girls. You guys know this. And that's a name that came up in our household a lot. And, you know, I posted it on my platform yesterday when she announced it. My daughter, who doesn't have Instagram by design, didn't see it. So she sent it to our family text message board that we have. Like, and it was a sad day for her. Like, she is sad that Alex Morgan is no longer going to play a sport that she probably started playing because she saw Alex Morgan playing at one point.
This is one of the most popular soccer players in American history.
Without a doubt.
And you don't even have to put women's history in that phrase. You can just say
one of the most well-decorated soccer players we've ever had. And you know what's pretty cool is I can remember when she was like the young one that was coming into that soccer that United States soccer team, and you know now she's the one that's kind of walking off into the sunset. You know, she's congratulations to Alex. She's expecting her second child. I think that also played a part into this retirement. But she's done. I think she said I read somewhere that she said I've done everything I can for the sport of women's soccer. Just think about where it's advanced. She's not the only one that is. Should be credited with it. She's certainly a big part of it. The pay gap that has been closed in that specific sport. We have a full women's league that is thriving now in part because of her.
How much does she have to do with the fact that the it's an old league.
The WUSL?
That's another league that I worked for. Sorry. God's
NWSL.
Yeah, the NWSL. How much does she have for that that exists here in San Diego?
I was just about to say the mere fact that she came here for this startup organization in its first year. And the reason why it's popular in a large part is because how much success they had in that first year. And she was the biggest part of it. She was scoring goals at a crazy clip. I think she led the league in scoring that year, the first year.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
Kudos to Alex. Hats off to her for the incredible career she's had and the incredible work she's done in terms of women's sports overall. She's a big part of that story.
123 career goals as a national team member, the fifth leading scorer ever. And they break it down here. It's pretty interesting to me. All of the countries that they've played against, all the way down to she has a goal in her career against Guatemala and one against Belgium and a couple against Haiti. And she's been all over the world, you know, doing this and doing it well. So we were lucky to have her play, you know, here in San Diego to finish up her career. Good luck to Alex Morgan for sure.
All right. That's going to do it for this segment. I have to bow out. You guys will hear from me a little bit later. But it's time to go to Padre work now. So Scraby and Chris will take over from here. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Traffic.
All right, 3:21 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Petco Park, Mr. Scraby, it's Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Ahead of tonight's Padre pregame, Sam Levitt, break it all down. Boy, I wonder how Sammy did last night on the postgame show.
I listened to a little bit
of it.
How'd
he do? Because that was a tough one. That had to be a tough postgame show to do. It was hard enough just to get in the car and drive home.
I guarantee
after that
you,
game.
He was waiting next to the field to go down and interview someone.
Yeah.
And then that happened, and then Sam's like, what do I do now?
He just had to go back up to the press box with his tail between his legs like everybody else did.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. That was... It's a tough loss. As losses go, that's right up there. But you can, you know, erase it pretty much if you can just come back win tonight. We'll see. Michael King goes out there against Bob Melvin's Giants, kicking off a three-game series. 19 games remaining in the regular season for the Friars. Their lineup is out, by the way. And for the Padres, it's the same as it's been. Arise, Tatis, Profar, Machado. Thank you very much. What was our Bobby Cressy, I believe, is
Bobby Cressy. Yeah.
Organist. Machado, Cronenworth, Bogarts, Merrill, Higashioka, and McCoy. The nine for Mr. Schilt this evening. All right, we got to sneak in because we got our countdown. We got a lot to do. A quick Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Now let's go through these bets really quick that we made yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, over under 271.5 passing yards.
Chris and I said under. We were wrong. He was over 291 yards. Rashee Rice over under 62.5 receiving yards. Chris went under. I went over. And I won the bet, but I was playing against him in fantasy. He had 103
yards.
You didn't want to win the bet. No.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry over under 8.5 receiving yards. We both went over thinking he's got one. He caught two balls. But he got no yards, so he had 0 yards.
No, he had no catches. He had two targets.
Two targets, that's
yeah,
what he is.
So he didn't catch any.
Lamar Jackson, over under 47.5 rushing yards. You said over, I said under. You were very right.
He went way over.
He had 122 rushing yards. Kansas City, 3-point favorites in the game last night. Both of us chose the Ravens. We were both wrong. Casey won by 7. Total points in the game, over under 47. It doesn't matter what we said because it was 47.
Push.
So we push.
Yeah. Advantage, push.
And then Derrick Henry over under 64.5 rushing yards. You went over, I went under. He was under with 46. Travis Kelce over under 56.5 receiving yards. You went under, I went over. You were correct. 34 yards. No one's talking about Travis Kelce didn't do anything.
No, he did nothing. Very good.
Everybody's talking about Mark Andrews, but no one's talking about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, for some reason.
I wonder why.
Because we're tired of talking about Travis Kelce.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Kelce fatigue.
He only had 4 targets for Kelce. That's a little strange, I must say.
Did Noah Gray have, like, how many did Noah Gray
have? Noah Gray had 3 targets.
Oh, but he had a lot more yards, right?
A couple more.
Oh, just a couple
close.
More?
Yeah.
All right, so Pegula.
Jessica
Pegula, -2.5 in the U.S. Open over Mukova?
Yes.
Mukova. Pegula wins the match, but she only won by 1 game.
That's right.
So me and you win by picking Mukova.
Mukova pulls through for us in that one.
Yannick Sinner in his match against
Draper.
Oh, yeah. I keep wanting to say Don Draper, but I think that's Mad Men, isn't it? Isn't that
Don Draper's in Mad Men.
Yes. it was over under 35.5 total games in the match, and we both went under, and we just found the result. It just happened. They went 33 games, and Sinner won that.
Sinner won in straight sets, so we won that one
as
well.
Final one, Padres-Tigers over under 8 total runs in the game. Chris went over. I went under. It was under with 7.
Yes, it was. It should have been under with 3.
It should have been under with 3.
It wasn't, unfortunately. By the way, you know, we make fun of ourselves on our daily gambit because we miss a lot of picks.
We do.
So I thought last night for fun, I would write down the picks of the ESPN television expert.
What's his name?
Joe Fortenbaugh.
Oh, that's right.
He comes on there like, just a bat out of hell. He knows everything.
You'll be rich.
Right. He makes all these wagers. You can't lose. He made 3 picks last night.
Oh, I can't wait.
Under 46.5 points.
Okay.
Isaiah Pacheco, over 78.5 rushing receiving yards. Lamar Jackson, under 19.5 completions. Congratulations, Joe Fortenbaugh. 0-3, my friend.
Wow. They're not putting those up on the
screen. No, they never put that up on the TV, so no. I thought I would just let you know that even the experts find it difficult
to
pick this stuff.
You just open something in my mind. Maybe one day they honestly need to put the records of
the people
that are on TV so you can know whether or not they're right.
But it would be too embarrassing. They can't bring Joe Fortenbaugh on and then underneath him, you know, where he's sitting there and it says his overall record is 14-61. Listen to this guy's picks.
But I guarantee you people are listening to his stuff.
And they're running out and betting on this stuff. You and I have as good a chance, if not better,
of getting
it right. All right, here's real quick for tonight. I got a bunch of stuff because it's the weekend. So follow. Eagles 2 over Packers.
Eagles
Scraby,
2
tonight in Brazil.
I'm going to go Pack.
All right. Goes Pack. I'm going to go Eagles. Okay. I think the Eagles are going to have a good year. Who has more rushing yards tonight? Saquon Barkley making his debut or Josh Jacobs making his?
Oh, wow.
I'll say Josh Jacobs because I'm playing against him in fantasy and I'm unlucky that way.
I will say Saquon's
Barkley more rushing yards tonight. Okay, passing yards. Who has more? Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Scraby.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I thought you'd like it.
If the Pack win, Jordan Love has more passing yards, so I'll go with Jordan Love.
Jordan Love?
Yep.
I'm going to say Jordan Love because the Packers are going to lose.
And he's going to
And I think he'll
much.
Be trying to catch okay. up.
All right.
I'll say Love. Tomorrow night, Oregon State comes here to take on the Aztecs, who got some bad news, by the way. They're starting left tackle out for the year.
Oh, no.
Injury. San Diego State. Don't have the young man's name in front of me, but
that's brutal.
Best of luck to him. But that hurts your ball club.
It does.
Blindside, you know, pass protector
True
for your freshman quarterback. Oregon State favored by 6 over the Aztecs. Obviously, I'm going to go with the Aztecs, but I'd be honest with you. I would not bet heavy on that because we just don't know enough yet.
No, we don't.
We don't.
We saw one good half.
Right.
Great half. I don't know what
you
to
didn't
say.
Go to San Diego State, so if you really want to do it, I won't get that mad at you.
I'm a Beaver, so
you're taking them.
I'm taking the Beavers.
LSU by 48.5 over Nicholls State. You love these, that's why I put them in.
Hey, at least they played a good team in their first game.
They did, and they lost.
I'm gonna say Nicholls State.
You're going with Nicholls State.
Yeah,
good for you. If LSU doesn't win this game by 50, they're going to be in the nickel seats. I'll take LSU. One of the better games of the day, Oregon 19 over Boise State. Oregon's at home. Oregon only beat Idaho by 10. You know Boise State's better than that. But I'll still take Oregon because I bet they get the coach got their attention this week and
what
said, you guys better
spread?
Shape up. Oregon minus 19.
Oh, I heard that. I didn't... I'm going to go with Boise.
Going to go with Boise. Boise.
Boise.
Yes, we've spent a lot of time getting that right on this show. WNBA tonight, Caitlin Clark's in action. 20.5 points. Taking on one of the better teams, though, tonight, the Minnesota Lynx. 20.5 for Caitlin over under.
I'm just going to keep going over.
Stay over. I'm going to go under just because Minnesota's very good. And then if she goes under, all of the Angel Reese for president people will come out. Leave these two kids alone and just let them play basketball and do great things. Everybody is trying to embroil them in controversy.
It's true.
Driving me crazy. If you go on Twitter like I do, you do, everything is, you know, Caitlin Clark sucked. No, she doesn't. Angel Reese should stop tipping the ball. Leave her alone. They're rookies. They've both been amazing. Just let them be amazing.
We don't live in that world, though. We don't live in that world.
I know. And it's this big thing. Who's going to win Rookie of the Year? They're the only two that don't care.
It's kind of like probably Paul Skeens and Jackson Merrill.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. One more. Michael King tonight. 6.5 strikeouts. Over, under. He's due to be back on the beam. I'm going to go over.
Me too.
Okay.
Back on the beam.
We're good. We'll see how we do on Monday. There's our picks.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, countdown time. What is our topic today? You'll have to come back to find out. Tony rejoins us, and we'll get you that fun stuff with more Gwen and Chris on the way. All right, coming up on our countdown, welcome back, Gwen and Chris. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, the best. Coronado La Jolla, Petco Park as well for dining or takeout options, spiroscuisine.com. All right, we got a lot to get to in the countdown, so let's check traffic.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it's that time of week where we pick a topic, count down our favorite five in that topic. So I think we picked kind of a wide-ranging one today. The category, and we can go a whole bunch of different spots with this, is our favorite five sports documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Five documentaries, and there are so many to choose from now. I mean, when you think about feature films that were documentaries, there's some classics there. But now with Netflix coming along, and with Hulu.
Netflix and the pandemic, too.
And 30 for 30. And everybody else, you know, it's doing sports docs. So we even talked about this yesterday, Tony. I don't know if where you're at on this, but like the Hard Knocks series on HBO is it getting to a point where it might get a little stale, just in the sense that we have so much access all over the place now? You know, we got the quarterback show, we got the receivers show, we've got the Hard Knocks, we've got, you know, every other thing that takes us behind the scenes. Are we ever going to get jaded as a viewing audience that that's not enough for us anymore?
I mean, there's only so much. I think you're right, right? I think there is a risk of oversaturating, you know, all of the audience with too much of the same thing or different versions of the same thing. I don't know. It depends. I don't think they're doing another quarterback version. I know they've moved on to wide receivers, and it's more about the individuals than it is the team aspect, which I think Hard Knocks has kind of got the jump on. And I think they could be playing themselves by doing the in season, the off season. Like, I guess on Hard Knocks, like the one they play on HBO is, or the regular season, or preseason one, I guess that you have to qualify for that, right? Like, you can't be in it unless you fit, like, certain criteria.
No teams even want to do it.
Right. Unless teams want to do it, right? Yeah. So maybe that keeps it somewhat fresh because you're only seeing, like, somewhat good teams during the regular season. I don't know who's done it that's been, like, really good. It seems like everybody else is, like, fighting to be there at that point. So, I don't know. There is a chance of oversaturating it, though.
Yeah, you can go behind the scenes pretty much anywhere. But this is a sports documentary, so we'll begin our countdown, top five. And we'll start with the man who came up with the idea for the category earlier today. His name, Matt Scrib.
Thanks, Chris.
Number five.
My number five is actually going to be, I think it was a 30 for 30. I'm pretty sure it was. But okay. It's called The Two Escobars. And I got...
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
I watched Narcos a couple months ago, and I got really into the whole Pablo Escobar thing, which then led me to this documentary. And it was crazy.
It was an unbelievable story.
Unbelievable.
Recount the story.
Sad,
what you remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the players for the Colombian team made a mistake during one of the World Cup games.
He scored an own goal
against the United States
in the 1994 World Cup.
And then he was
at
murdered.
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And no more than a month later, if even that long, he was murdered.
Yeah.
That's right. And his last name was Escobar.
Yes, and it was around the time of Pablo
tied it
Escobar.
Into the drug kingpin Escobar.
Yeah.
Because
he
was tied into that team, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
He was tied into, I'm not sure if he was actually like tied into the team, but he was definitely tied into soccer within the Colombian country. Right. So he may have been in the background.
It was kind of a frightening documentary when you
consider
what happened.
It was. It freaked me out.
Was.
So that's why.
Imagine that happening.
Yep.
And that was 30 years ago, before Twitter and everything else.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, Tony, what's your number five sports doc?
Number five on my list is a sports doc that took place when I was 7th, 8th grade, maybe. Hoop Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
That's number five on mine. It was a really, really good documentary. It was really one of the things that got me, like, really going on basketball.
That was the first one that followed a young person, right?
Yeah.
It was a couple of guys, Arthur A.G. and another guy, and they just followed their entire high school
career. William Gates.
Right, William Gates.
Yeah.
And did they, you know, would they make it to the NBA and how they followed Eric? It was pretty intense.
It was pretty intense. It was like our first, like, real documentary like that.
Yeah.
And I think young people connected to because it was two young people that they were following at the time. So, yeah, that's number five on my list.
All right, I'm going to beat Tony to this one. I don't know if he had it on his list, but I know that he liked it. And I just watched it myself, and I loved it. I don't know if it would stand the test of time, but for this week anyway, my number five is the Greg Maddux documentary that just ran on MLB Network.
That was good.
I told everybody about it earlier this week. I said, you got to watch it. It's that good. But I nerded out over it just like you did, Tony. Sitting there and talking to Maddux about, you know, pitching and thinking about it and making a mind game of all of it was just right up my alley. But there were some other really great stories about Greg Maddux that I didn't know. I don't think a lot of people knew. And I thought it was really well done. So I would highlight that one for anybody to go find and watch.
Number four.
My number four is going to be something from Netflix. It came out maybe a year or two ago, but we talked about it on the show. I felt that the Untold Manti Te'o story was very interesting.
That was legit.
Because
was
they had the person who catfished him. They had that exact person, and so you got them in the mind of the person who was catfishing Manti Te'o, as well as getting what Manti Te'o was feeling throughout the whole thing. And I feel bad for Manti Te'o, but
I thought he handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. Doesn't seem like he... Yeah, I would be very angry, but he seems like he's kind of at peace with what happened. But yeah, that was interesting. Chris, or Tony, you're up.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for old man Ty.
Is it me?
Yeah, you're up. Number four.
Number four. This one was sneaky good. And I think I think because it happened before, you know, I was really engaged in sports, that I knew some of it, but I didn't know all of it. And number four is another 30 for 30. It's Al Davis versus the NFL. And I didn't know. I mean, you knew there was some distrust and dislike between the two sides, but I didn't know it was that deep. Like, Al Davis was running circles around the NFL. He really was. I mean, he got his way in most of it, and it kind of highlights in AI. They used AI with
That's that one.
Yeah, they used AI to kind of tell the story a little bit, but I thought this one was pretty good. It was sneaky good. Number four on my list.
Yeah, I gotta see that.
I believe that, you know, in the same way that a lot of people thought that the Pete Rose situation contributed to the death of the commissioner at the time, Bart Giamatti, it's the same thing with the Al Davis thing, that Al Davis fighting with Pete Rozelle finally just was enough to cause the death of Pete Rozelle.
Wow.
Who was the commissioner at the time. Pete Rozelle was a heavy smoker. Yeah. But Al Davis, they say, pushed him over the top. My number four is going to be one that basically saved all of our lives. And I think we're all in the same category, because in the summer of 2020, it was bleak. Mm. And we had nothing, unfortunately, except for a weekly feature called The Last Dance. And I don't know how we would have done this radio show without The Last Dance, frankly. We talked about it all week, every week, every time a new episode came out. But it's a little bit of a homer pick, too, because it was about my favorite team, you know, the 90s Chicago Bulls. But it was pretty cool, and it was great background and a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I think people liked. And to have Michael Jordan kind of taking us all through that decade while he was sipping on how many scotches, we'll never know.
His eyes are getting a little glassy.
Wasn't his eyes glassy? That's all I can think of when I remember.
That's from those freaking Cuban cigars.
Jordan was just glassy-eyed the entire time. But The Last Dance will be my number four.
All right. Well, I learned in The Last Dance that he didn't let Horace Grant have any.
Yes, I know. That's the only thing you took from that.
Literally
the only thing I took from it.
Number three.
My number three is something that Chris told me about years ago. It's called The Alpinist, and I can't remember the dude's name, but he was a free...
This was interesting.
He was like a free mountain climber who'd use no ropes to climb things, and he would climb the biggest mountains in the world with no ropes. And so they followed him around, and he, spoiler alert, he ends up dying in the end, but he was like a guy who didn't care if he died while climbing a mountain. Like, that's what
he... Did he die falling?
He died in an avalanche. He got caught in an avalanche. He did not actually die trying to free climb a mountain.
No, yeah, he didn't die falling off of a mountain.
No,
so.
But he died in a... He got caught in an avalanche. But it's still on Netflix.
It is.
You could find
good.
It somewhere.
It's good.
It's pretty interesting. And the thing I always when I watch it, I always think, well, how about the guy who was the cameraman who's right next to him,
right?
Climbing up the hill too,
right? And then they're sleeping on the side of, I think it was Half Dome, or
it was pretty good.
They put cots on the side of a mountain there. I can't even imagine.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is asking.
It really is. I sleepwalk. I mean, can you imagine me sleepwalking off of a mountain?
Sleepwalk right off the mountain.
Just like, oh, well, here we go. Whoa.
That wouldn't be good, Scrape.
All right, Tony.
This is three, two?
I think we're at three.
I'm running out already.
Catholics versus convicts.
Another
one.
Great 30
this
for 31.
This was a really good one. Because, you know, again, this happened at a time where I was alive and I was well aware of things, but you don't know the depths in which some of this stuff kind of took place. This was a really good one. I mean, the kids at Notre Dame having the church made, and like it was making a bunch of money off of them too. I thought this was a really well told story about those two, you know, getting after each other.
Oh yeah, and nothing. I mean, no sports quote in history may match that of Jerome Brown. The Jerome Brown who would go on to be a great player for the Eagles,
yeah.
And then die, I believe, tragically in a car accident. But his line when he was playing for the University of Miami, did the Japanese sit down with Pearl Harbor before they bombed them? Was an all-time classic line. Because that was their whole point, was that they weren't going to sit down and with Notre Dame or Penn State or whoever it was they were playing. They didn't want to be at the same party as those guys before the game.
100%.
Yeah, Miami was a little crazy back in those days. Number three for me, I'll go with Hoop Dreams. It was in my list, so... You know, no need to talk a whole lot more about it. It was quite good. I think everybody should see it at some time, some point.
Number two.
My number two, Netflix documentary from years ago. The earlier versions of this documentary, but it was called Last Chance U, and it would follow these kids around a community college, and they were trying to play football and get back on track in their careers and their lives. So, like, if you were a kid who's very good at football, but you got kicked out of school because of your grades or something, you go to this community college in, like, Mississippi, and they try to turn it around for you. So the first couple seasons of that are pretty good.
All right, very good.
Number two on my list is indeed The Last Dance. I mean, you guys said it. 2020 came around, like, and we had to wait a little bit because it didn't start until, I want to say, like, June, around that time.
Yeah.
And so we had to, like, we knew it was coming, and we were, like, building it up, and it lived up to every little bit of hype that it was. We had so much time on our hands that people begin to not like Michael Jordan because he was too good and too maniacal about being a basketball player. I think a friendship got ruined in that process between Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. We had a lot of time on our hands, but we certainly were fulfilled.
It was, and you know,
I think we had Casey Johnson like on every week.
We had him on weekly to break it down. The guy from Chicago. He had nothing else to do, and nothing else to do. But it was also a little insight into Phil Jackson and his amazing ability to handle people, including Rodman, and letting him go to Las Vegas.
That's the best. That might have been one of the best stories.
That was incredible.
Calling Michael in as a, hey, Dennis needs, he needs a break. Like, what do you mean he needs a break? Like, he needs to go to Vegas for a few days. It's just like, what?
Right in the middle of the season.
And they let him go, too. And he went out and had a great time, came back and balled.
Yeah, and then, when they got him back, remember, he didn't come back when he was supposed to. They had to go, bring him back.
If you let Dennis go, we might not get him back.
They had to go bring him back. Number two for me is a personal favorite. And the reason is because it's one of the most amazing and emotional stories I ever had the luck to cover as a writer. And it was the 1989 Loyola Marymount basketball team, one in which Hank Gathers passed away, and they made the run to the Elite Eight. And the 30 for 30 episode is called Guru of Go, and it's about Paul West Head, the coach. And how he put together this system where the players ran up and down the floor, and Loyola scored 150 points a game. And if you don't believe me, ask Steve Fisher, because he was a victim of one of those games when Loyola scored 145 points in an NCAA tournament game. But the story has everything, because not only does it have a dramatic run to the Elite Eight by a bunch of total underdogs, but it mixes in the fact that their star player died right before the NCAA tournament on the court during a game.
It was during a conference tournament.
Hank Gathers, who was an All-American player. So it's so emotional in a lot of different ways. It's called The Guru of Go. It's a 30 for 30 if you never saw it. Maybe you don't know the story as much as I do because I was there and following it. It's quite amazing.
Number one.
My number one is not just one documentary, but it's Hard Knocks as a whole, and I'm talking about the beginning of
the
Hard
whole
Knocks.
idea
of it, giving us an inside look into an NFL training camp was something we never had before, and you get to see all these crazy stories of people trying to make the team, getting cut on camera. I think Were the Ravens and Brian Billick the first team featured on
Hard Knocks? I believe so. Brian Billick likes to tell the story,
Oh, he does like to tell the story.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, Hard Knocks, when it first started, was amazing. I watched it every single season. But
yeah, we all have. And you got to give Hard Knocks credit. When my wife, who's a very casual sports fan at best, absolutely cannot miss an episode. And I don't believe she's the only one.
No.
Yeah.
Best Hard Knocks moment is, I can't remember, it might have been Ray Buchanan imitating Shannon Sharp as part of the as
the
part
talent
of
show.
The talent show. Oh my God. It is, I would advise everybody YouTube it. He does a great Shannon Sharp, and if you can and hear Shannon Sharp in your head and his kind of mannerisms, he does them all. It was a funny, funny thing. Number one on my list is the all-time classic Celtics versus Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Best of Enemies is what it was called. Mm. It covered all of the, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, and how, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson changed it. The best part on that is Magic telling the story about coming back to Boston. I think it was when he hit the baby sky hook.
Oh, yes.
And my man in the airport was like, Larry's gonna kill you.
I don't know. I love the whole documentary, too. But my favorite part was when Mikhail clotheslined Rambis. And Rambis went to the line for two free throws.
Two free throws. That's it.
That's all he got.
That's all it was.
The all-time fouls in the history of the NBA. Yeah, that's a great one. All right, I'm going to do a little history lesson for everybody out there who doesn't know of this documentary, because I do believe I enjoyed it a lot. Well, sometimes I have to, Scraby. I have to enlighten the people out there, because this is considered one of the greatest documentaries of all time, and I think everyone should see it who's a sports fan. It's called When We Were Kings. It came out in the middle of 1996. It was 22 years after Muhammad Ali fought George Frazier in the... Not George Frazier, George Foreman, sorry. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Rumble in the Jungle, 1974 heavyweight title bout. That was the one where Ali did the rope-a-dope for 8 rounds, and Foreman punched himself out, and then Ali cracked him and took the title in a shocking upset. But the documentary is way more than that. Any documentary that includes Muhammad Ali's preparation for an event is obviously going to be not only interesting, but political and mind-bending. And George Foreman on the other side, it was a movie star quality documentary. I recommend to all of you, even you, Scraby. It's called When We Were Kings.
I'm interested.
You enjoy. You learn something.
You got
to learn something.
Say politics. I'm all about it.
Yes, you are, George Stephanopoulos. For the second time today.
Yes.
All right. That's our countdown today. Enjoy some of those documentaries. If you haven't seen them, you'll like them. Coming up next, you'll like a little round of Chris vs. the Fans. 833-288-0973. We're playing. Hopefully you're winning when Gwen and Chris returns.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.